Okay, so Scott McConnell and Dan McCarthy. you wrote, or you, your magazine had an editorial demanding that the GOP be ousted, and it happened. So how you guys feel?
Great. I haven't been so happy with an election result since in a really long time, but I was pretty happy when Giuliani won in 93, but this is... I hadn't cared so much about an election result in a really long time. You know, I'm sure it'll be disappointed in many, many ways, but the repudiation of the Bush presidency was so necessary in so many ways.
Do you think it was a repudiation of the Bush administration or of the war? I mean, what do you think voters had on their minds?
I think war primarily, but a lot of, you know, between Abramoff and Mark Foley didn't really help the Republican Party.
I would agree. I think that's what the exit polls showed. And, you know, I mean, finally the American people are starting to wake up and realize that the Iraq war, you know, should never have been fought in the first place and certainly should not still be going on right now. So I think the, you know, Democratic takeover of both houses is very encouraging. And also I think people are getting fed up with the Bush administration's sort of national security power grabs and with the Patriot Act and everything else he's been doing. So the Democrats are going to hold him to account, I hope. I hope they don't come to some sort of agreement whereby, you know, they help to shore up their legislative victories by selling out on civil liberties and things like that. But, I mean, there's always that apprehension, but I'm pretty encouraged and pretty happy.
Okay. Well, is there anything you're worried about the new Democratic majorities doing, though? I mean, I can think of one.
Minimum wage hikes right there isn't my kind of thing, but...
yeah, you know, the Democrats did not run a left-wing campaign in general, but I don't really know, like, what Elsie Hastings might be like as, you know, chairman of the Intelligence Committee or John Conyers as chair of the Judiciary Committee. I mean, you know, Rangel I know from New York and is a pretty smart and savvy guy, and I don't expect him to do anything embarrassing. They could. You know, they're perfectly capable of blowing it and making themselves unpopular with, you know, people and losing a majority.
And what did you think of the conventional wisdom, at least of pundits on TV, that it was conservative Democrats running for office that actually made this a majority? That the Democrats have conceded some ground and are now.
I think it's probably true. You know, you couldn't have a... I know that Rahm Emanuel, like, chose people very carefully and chose probably a lot of people who he didn't much agree with and said, you know, so-and-so can win in Georgia, can win in Kentucky, and, you know... so I think there was a lot of that. I mean, Jim Webb is, you know, he may be for the minimum wage, but he's pretty conservative, too. And the liberal Democrat would not have won in Virginia.
Yeah, it's particularly encouraging to see that on Second Amendment issues, support for the right to keep and bear firearms, the Democrats are starting to come around. People like not only Jim Webb, but also Casey in Philadelphia are in favor of, you know, upholding gun owners' rights. So I think that's something that's a very big turnaround from a decade ago, when not only the Democrats, but even many of the Republicans were starting to trend in a gun control direction.
Okay, was there anything else you want to say?
No.
Oh. just generally a sense of well-being and success.
There is, and I think certainly divided government. I mean, we've seen in the past 15, 20 years, that's the way to go. We don't want to have any more of this unitary government where Republicans control all the branches, or, you know, even as it was, I guess, 12 years ago when the Democrats controlled everything, that was pretty awful as well.
So I would second that. When I saw Bush on TV yesterday talking about working with Nancy Pelosi, it was the first time in years and years that I felt so much sympathetic to something he was saying, and he seemed quite reasonable.
Okay. If there's an impeachment, I will support it.
All right, that's a good closer. Well, thanks for talking to me, Dan McCarthy and Scott McConnell of the American Conservative.